The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome to the show known to give you Ladywood.
Oh,
Ladywood across the nation.
I do like that the girls are saying that.
Ladywood.
It is kind of cool.
It's fantastic. Wood.
No.
They want shirts. You know that?
They said they want shirts that say Ladywood on them.
Hashtag Ladywood.
Dang.
Ladywood.
Standing at attention on the back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that form. I haven't been on the forum today, man. Have you guys been on the forum today?
Yeah, it's hyped.
A little bit.
It's busy, man.
A little bit.
I haven't made it on there today. Today's been crazy, man.
Yeah.
So much shit going on. It's ridiculous.
It is. By the way, audience, I apologize for sounding like shit. I got sick.
Yeah.
Went a little too hard this weekend.
Herpes flared up.
Deep-throated a lot of random things.
Yeah, this is all scratched.
So you guys want to hear a little story? So I'm in Lake Shasta this weekend on a houseboat. And as you guys are well aware, I'm not the most athletic individual in the world.
No, dude.
I like to work out. That's it.
You look like it, though, so that works.
It counts.
Yeah, the soccer shoes had me fooled. Soccer shoes with still the white
totally
socks.
Totally fools me.
You know what I'm like? I'm like those like big lifted, SUVs that nobody ever takes off roads.
Yeah, they just drive always around the clean because
So I tried scurfing.
Scurfing?
Do you know what scurfing is?
Uh-huh. Yeah, very cool.
I used to do scurf.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever? You guys have both done water sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up on a lake, dude.
Bro, what's
did
funny?
You really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've never
anything and everything, you know, as far as like doing something when I was a kid. Picked it up 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to tell my story. Okay.
Go ahead, though.
Anyway, he's going to have a one-up on us right there. You know, he's like, so you guys, I totally picked up this new sport.
No, never.
Yeah.
No, never. Yeah. No, not at all. I've never done anything. I've never done any water sport. Like, okay. I've been in a boat, but I've never water skied. I've actually never snowboarded, never done any of these things.
Oh, really?
God. No.
You know, just when I think you couldn't get any nerdier.
My goodness.
You just take it to the next level.
Believe me, there's things I've done that you are not willing to do.
Like, where are you going?
You know what I'm saying? So I tried scurfing, but you know, I felt bad because everybody there is really good at it. So I only tried like 6 or 7
like
times.
Read War and Peace.
And I'm like, all right, guys, let me get back in the boat. You guys keep doing it. But anyway, so I tried it and it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
But apparently Justin says it's not. So
he's also skateboarded, snowboarded, and done all the other boarding sports like I have too. So I've wakeboarded, snowboarded, done all that stuff. So when you've done that, it's a little bit easier.
I had no idea what I was doing.
You don't have that mind muscle connection there. You know, that's why I would think you would be more into sports like that, because I find it fascinating, the biomechanics and the, you know, the keep yourself stable.
You want me to take? I'm about to take it to another level. You ready for this?
Okay.
So the guys I go with, they're all extremely intelligent, successful men. They're all in the medical field. That's about as far as I'm going to go in terms of describing them, because I don't want to tell any stories that might make them look bad. Yeah, but they're very intelligent guys. My favorite part of the trip is we go and we drink, and then we have the most like crazy conversations. I know that sounds horrible, boring, but it's not. We have amazing conversations.
I enjoy that.
This is a very adult trip.
These guys are so smart. Let me put it this way. These guys are so smart that they get bored doing the really hard jobs. So they take on hobbies and become experts at them. Like one guy is the best bartender I've ever seen in my entire life. He'll bring plants with him. He'll bring like different types of fruit. He'll bring alcohols you've never even seen. And he'll make and mix things that are super rare and are taste amazing.
Wow. That's cool. Because
he's so, you know, like I said, he gets bored doing his really hard job. So he decides he's going
to
learn how to
mix
awesome.
Us some cocktails.
Amazing,
in here, bro.
Amazing drinks.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
That is cool.
But now I'm sick. So
what are
kissing today, Adam?
Nobody mentioned before we fired these things up, which I know is pretty normal for us. What the fuck are we talking about today? What are we going to go over?
Did we tell everybody about our new Instagram accounts?
Oh no.
Okay, well, not new Instagram accounts. Same Instagram accounts, but we just changed the names. So I'm no longer Maps Anabolic. I'm now Mind Pump Sal. Adam is no longer We Love to Hate Adam. He's Mind Pump Adam. And Justin's personal page is Mind Pump Justin.
We totally went corporate on you guys.
Yeah.
You see what we're turning into?
Adam's still going to post, you know, the same selfie. Oh, yeah. Standing in front of the mirror, one another, give you the update. Same shit.
He's still the same lovable guy. He shows off his...
Sal's still going to use all the filters, all the filters that Instagram supplies.
Especially when they get new ones.
And Justin's going to use the only one. He knows how to use the black and white ones.
That's all I know. That's all I know. Yeah. Sal's still waiting on the three-dimensional filter. Yeah. It's coming.
So, you know what we're going to do? Did you fire up your laptop, Justin?
I did. Yeah. So we're ready to rock.
Yeah, because we're going to air the other episode before this one, Doug.
Yes, we're doing this.
Okay, so this by now you would have heard the episode where we're trying to describe the perfect woman, since we're going to try and get Doug hooked up. We're trying to get him a girlfriend. And if not that, laid. Trying to get him laid. So what we're going
to
do right now...
I don't want to say we're trying to just get him laid, because then we're going to deter a lot of good women. We are looking for
a good woman. No, he wants a good woman.
If he gets laid because
of... But you need a plan B, though.
That's just a byproduct from it.
Right, but let's say he meets a bunch of girls. He doesn't like any of them. But then he comes back. He's like, yeah, but I had a lot of sex. I'll feel better helping him with that.
Yeah, but if we say that on air, then we're going to... these women are going to be like, well, I don't want to just... sleep with this guy. I'm interested. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to deter people from signing up.
He's looking for a relationship. Yeah. Okay, so...
Don't be fooled just because we want to live vicariously through him.
So what are we on right now? Are we on Match.com?
Yeah, we're on Match.com. I was just looking. Right now I'm on the screen where I'm a man seeking a woman, and I just noticed there's no in-between sex there.
Those motherfuckers.
What are you going
to
do?
Oh, we have to narrow it.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be specific, man or female?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
I don't know.
In this day and age?
Are we going to do this like interview style? We're going to ask Doug and you're going to answer right here?
So Doug, what do we...
Justin's going to leave this
front hour. Page, what do we put? You are a man.
Seeking a woman.
Yes.
Woman. All right, let's click that in there.
So clicked, and then between the ages of...
Yeah, what ages are you looking for, Doug, for women?
You know, I think last episode you mentioned between, say, 30 and 40. 18. Yeah, Adam was doing like, you know, 25. I think that might just be a little bit young for me. Yeah.
I'm going to go 27. Yeah. Just to get somewhere in between.
Okay, yeah.
27.
Yeah,
yeah.
Here's the things you got to take into consideration, Doug. With all the growth hormone 40. That's going through all the food and meat and stuff like that, girls these days are far more mature. Yeah, no. Yeah. A 27-year-old woman could be like a 38-year-old woman nowadays. I mean,
that's true.
Fully developed, a lot more mature. I mean, I think it's important that we...
So 27 to... Let's make a big range, though.
Okay.
Let's go 27 to 45. Okay. We can see what's out there.
Got it.
See what's happening. And you might get, theoretically, a mother and daughter together because of the age difference.
Whoa, look at that combo.
Again, I'm thinking plan B. I'm always one step ahead.
You know what that sounds like? That.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
What do they call that? The golden threesome?
And every once in a while, you say something really stupid.
That sounds like a Def Leppard concert.
You totally redeem yourself with something brilliant like that.
That was brilliant.
Listen, that sounded like a Def Leppard concert to me.
Def Leppard.
Am I right?
I was listening to Def Leppard literally 10 minutes ago.
Put some sugar on me.
10 minutes ago, I was playing that song. Literally.
I saw this documentary where like they had this thing underneath the stage where they would, in between songs, they go down. And as they're going down there, they'd picked all the cutest girls in the crowd. And there was like a mother and a daughter together.
So great.
Wow.
I was like, you guys.
Greatest 80s band ever right there.
Death
doing
Lever.
It big. Now we need the... zip code.
Don't say it out loud, obviously. Oh, wait, do we?
52541.
It doesn't matter. You can say the zip code. People are gonna...
We can say the zip code.
Yeah,
zip
that's fine.
Yeah, we're not gonna give his home address.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's 95125 is the one we'll use.
95125. If for you ladies listening, that's an expensive area in Silicon Valley.
Okay, here we go. We're viewing photos.
Already?
That's
all we had to put was the... Are you kidding me?
This is easy.
That's way too easy. We just went to Xfinity Wi-Fi. Something happened here.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
Mirrors real life, I think. The way Justin's handling this is the way he talks to girls. He's just, boop, yeah. I'm off the page now.
It was so good for like a second. And then I blew it. Screw you, Sal.
This happens rarely. I'm sorry.
I had a thought. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I lost it. I'll be back.
No, this is a horrible... horrible
retrieval
lost.
Yeah, doing episode. These type of things live on air is certainly a challenge.
Well, yeah, well, the
that's why you're here, Doug.
Kicked us onto the wrong.
Well, you know, we could easily.
You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I was going to say, Justin could just interject as he gets to questions like that, and Sal and I could talk about normal stuff that's pretty much not important that we normally talk about. So,
yeah,
I mean, I normally have. So I have one that actually was bothering me today. You know, I mean, I always have a bone to pick. So this girl comes up to me. And she asked me about a program or something. And it's always funny when I finally put it together like halfway through and they're asking me that I find out that they have another trainer and they're just trying to justify their thoughts on not doing what they tell them to do by coming to me. And I know you guys
like my trainer tells me to do this.
What what do you think about it? Like, and I just can't stand that. It's like you hired a trainer, you're paying them to do this stuff like that. Listen to your fucking trainer. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because then if you're the other guy who tries to be like smarter than everybody else and you're just like, oh God, he told you to do what? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what his plan is. You don't know. Maybe there's a reason why he has her running no carbs right now, or maybe there's a reason why he's got her doing X amount of cardio or whatever right now. So you don't know the plan. You know what I'm saying? You're not designing the program. So who am I to come in and say it's wrong?
So what do you say then at that point?
I call him out on it.
So you say, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Like someone says that to me and I'm just like, listen, if your trainer is telling you to do it, like, I asked him, I said, did you hire your trainer? Did you hire your trainer because you believed in he or she could help you out? Well, yeah, of course. Okay, well then.
Then listen to your trainer.
Then listen to your trainer. Then what are you double checking with me for? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, I just wanted to know what you thought about it.
Well, the other thing too, you know what ends up happening when you try to correct what the trainer said? Because inevitably the trainer's going to say something. A lot of trainers, not all, but a lot of times they'll say things that are just regurgitated, you know, baloney. And if you come out and you try to correct it, then they're going to go back to their trainer and it's going to become a, well, he said this, you said that, this type of deal. They have the relationship with the trainer since they hired them. They're going to end up listening to the trainer. You look like an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think what you said is probably the smartest.
Well, yeah, because they have the hour plus session with them. Because that's happened to me before. Like, well, I wouldn't ask so-and-so. And they told me that I shouldn't be doing this. And I'd be like, they're an idiot. Because I punked that guy. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know why I'm telling. And then I explain to them why we're doing this. And I don't know that because I'm the guy outside who's getting asked the second question. So that's a little tip for you trainers. When that happens to you, when a client comes over, and you know it's hard because the greedy trainer or the trainer, even if you're not greedy, the trainer who's trying to come up and build their business, they see that as an opportunity of possibly stealing a client or stealing business or winning them over, or an opportunity just to feed their ego and sound smarter than their current trainer. So they will put that person down by telling them that, oh, this is this or this is that. Where don't do that. You know, take the high road.
The only way to really steal a client is by being an awesome trainer and being around the client while they're training with their trainer and they're watching you train your clients. That's the way I've ever stole clients. Not on purpose, just because I'm doing a good job and they see what I'm doing.
Yep.
And then they end up coming over. If you go out and try to purposely steal a client, 9 out of 10 times they'll come across like an asshole.
Yeah. And once again, I always like to do a takeaway close on that situation too. When they come approach you like, well, no, you have sessions with your trainer.
Right.
You know, train with your trainer and stuff like that. Like,
but back up the trainer.
Yeah. Support your peers, you know, for sure. You know, you don't know what's being said on the other side, you know, with them when you're not around. So, and I know that's hard for us because, you know, especially in the training industry, we all have egos.
Yeah.
We've got these big fucking egos and we want to be smart.
And
we'll
leave the shit talking for Mind Pump.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we'll come on here and talk crap.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty.
That's different.
Yeah, no, that's totally different.
That's totally
Plus,
different.
We're in an authoritative position.
Are we on now?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
No.
You there you are.
I can't hear you.
Why? There you are.
Am I?
Yeah. Hey, I'm back.
Are you on now?
I'm back.
All right.
Yeah, so we got him in.
All right, so he's in there now.
We had
now.
To do a little finessing. We might have thought that somebody already had that username and account and whatnot.
Interesting.
But, we got him in.
Okay, so now, what is it asking us now?
You know what it sounds like to me? sounds like Doug wasn't totally honest that he hasn't been on one of these before.
Some of it.
No. Did I say I hadn't?
No.
No, I did. I did the Match.com thing probably 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Whoa, that long ago.
That's before the internet was invented.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Right around that time.
You guys send letters to each other? Hey, I thought they called those pen pals.
Hey, was it like, were they stone tablets? You chisel out? Yeah.
I had to climb the mountain first.
Send it Pony Express.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Send a pigeon. All right, so what question
now
are we answering?
It says,
yeah, just give us
you would like to find singles. Search by radius living within 50 miles.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, now I've been on these before. Okay,
they're not asking questions about what you want.
Yeah, I thought they don't have an application where we have to like say he likes tall, dark, skinny, yeah, like all this stuff. Not yet.
I don't know. Maybe. Let me hold on. It just says start matching by radius.
Well, that's the part. That's the part.
What kind of radius of a woman?
I think that's the part where you need to involve us is when you start asking questions, because the other stuff we don't really give a shit about. We need to get to the part where you're asking us specific questions.
Okay, let me get back to work. See you guys later.
So let's think about how we would help Wingman.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Stupid dude.
It says what's her hair color?
Okay.
Ooh.
Now do we have multiple options? Do we have to pick one option?
Yes. How about I read them off for you?
Purple.
How about I do that?
Sorry. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Auburn/red. Black, light brown, dark brown, blonde, salt and pepper.
Can he pick multiple of those, or he only can pick one?
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can just
do multiple. Yeah,
yeah.
Let's do all of them except for salt.
Hey, bro, what? Shouldn't we fucking ask the guy who's gonna go out with her?
No,
Jesus, this guy. We're
screening. We're helping processor.
We're helping him. We're not deciding who he's gonna bang.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought we were doing all the work. All right,
let me ask you this, Doug.
I'm with you.
Yes.
Let me ask you this: is there any hair colors that you just not really a fan? Like, for example, I'm not a big fire crotch guy, although I'm open minded to redheads. I'm open minded to redheads.
Yeah.
Is there any colored hair that you lean against?
Yeah, nothing wrong with a redhead.
No. You know, I'm pretty open, but I would have to be with you, Adam.
Okay.
Redhead, which is kind of interesting because my sister-in-law was a redhead.
My sister's,
they are crazy.
My sister's a redhead also, so probably, that's probably why. Because do you feel like it's your sister, your family, or something?
That's possible.
That's possible too.
Okay, so you like all of the ones except for redhead?
So I'm putting redhead only.
Yeah. Cool. And obviously the salt and pepper, that depends.
You don't want them seasoned?
Okay, that's good. So let's not, no redheads, no salt and pepper. Everybody else.
All right.
This is how this is going to work. You guys got
here
that?
Here we go. Here's the next one. What's her eye color? Black, blue, brown, gray, green, or hazel? Black, like a great white?
No. All colors are fine with eyes, just not red.
Yeah,
for some reason, I'm not into the red. Yeah. No red eyes.
No Satan-looking women.
Just a side note, though, it will bode well for you better to go with a dark-colored eye, because the chances if you end up with another person with light-colored eyes like you, it increases their chances of your child having to wear glasses. By like 60%+.
Well, that's looking ahead.
You know what just happened? Something weird just happened.
Was that a Sal moment?
Adam just had a Sal moment.
He just had a Sal moment.
I just gave you guys a herpy. I mean a helpy.
You know what? Adam also has Tourette's. And it's a lot like what you normally would talk about.
Oh, interesting.
But he just like randomly just like spews out.
So I feel like I need to talk about cock pumps now just to even this out.
And I got a note that Adam's already has me having kids with this woman.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Just letting you know, you're looking out.
Good
for
call,
you.
Doug.
When in doubt.
You got to watch out for yourself.
When in doubt, pull out. Don't forget.
I feel like Sal's sick and he's kind of lagging on some of those things. Yeah. So I'll pull out the Snapple answer.
That's good. Whoa. This is interesting. Okay. So it says, what's her body type? And then there's like a box that says deal breaker.
Oh, okay. So what's the deal breaker body type? Obese.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Put on there, no fatties. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. I'll kick you right off.
On a real note, though, we haven't asked. I don't think we asked Doug this. Like, what are you? Do you like a thicker girl? Do you like a very thin? I mean, model skinny? Do you like?
Wait. I'm confused.
Muscular?
Though.
Hold on.
Because it says deal breaker. Like, there's a place where you could mark that, but then underneath it, there's like no preference, slender, big and beautiful, above average, curvy, athletic, and tall.
So I think you click all the ones that he's open to, and then if there's a deal breaker one, you write that in where the deal breaker is. That's just my guess.
I don't think you can write it in though. That's why I'm like,
well, let's choose the ones we want. How about
yeah,
that?
So which ones do you like? Okay, start with the first one.
Pretty sure you can tell if she's obese by her picture.
I would say athletic would be
good.
Good, okay. Yeah.
All right. Sounds
I like thin, but not necessarily twiggy.
Okay.
You know, not super.
Not curvy?
Curvy, yeah, but not excessively so.
So not big and beautiful, but curvy.
I'll just say athletic tone. That's probably
exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I mean, Doug's pretty ripped himself. I mean, you got to keep in mind. I don't think you want a girl that's too much heavier than you, right? I mean, that's
no.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Why? That's like a trigger session every time.
Workout. Carry around.
Another great point.
Yeah,
that's two for you today.
I know.
Good
I love
stuff.
It.
Okay, so next one is how tall is she?
Not as tall as I am.
Oh, you want a shorter?
I like petite feet. Women. Actually.
That's gonna be tough. So you're 5'5", so she's gotta be somewhere.
Not 5'5".
Dick.
<No. laughs> I forget. Okay, with heels on, you're like 5'6" and a half.
So what are you? 5'9"? 5'10"?
No, 5'8".
5'8". Okay, so from 5 foot to 5'7", or 4'11" to 5'7".
Yeah.
Well, we may as well just say Asian women only.
No, 5'7" is pretty good. 4'11" to 5'7"?
Yeah, 4'11" to 5'7". Okay, that's a good one. Sounds good.
That's a good range.
Okay. Okay, keep going.
Leave all the basketball players for me.
Yeah, you can have all the basketball players. I'd rather not look up to her.
Yeah, it would be funny if you're. Yeah, that would be.
Okay, come so on, it Dad. Says, what's her education?
It's to me, that's not that important.
She needs to know how to read.
High school. At least high school.
Yeah, at least high school. But yeah, she doesn't have to be a PhD or anything like that.
She needs to be out of high school, though. That's important.
That's important.
Well, unless you skipped a few high grades. School graduate.
Yeah. What if she's 35 and still in high school?
Well, that's that would be a red flag.
Okay, right. I guess you're right. All right, so at least high school.
Now I'm going to say no preference, and we're going
to
roll the dice.
Yeah, I like the no preference. Now on a note, I want to ask.
I like no preference.
See, some of these I want to elaborate because I feel like if I'm going to help you choose later on, I want to really get to know you on all these. So
of course.
That being said, are you somebody who? I mean, Do you want a woman that's really, really, because what comes with that sometimes, I know a lot of guys don't like that, a very strong-willed, powerful woman who's really intelligent, PhD, and she's like a CEO of a company. Like, are you a guy that would be like, I don't think I want that, or that's something you would be turned on by or turned off by?
Yeah, overly driven is probably not a good match for me.
Okay. Good.
Why? Because that's there's too driven, super driven people.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I want somebody who's ambitious.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also want...
her to be a little dumb. So she's ambitious but dumb. She tries hard, but she's just never really going to be successful.
Let's be honest here. I'm not a PhD level person, you know.
Right.
I'm well educated. A lot of it's self-educated. I mean, I do have a degree, but most of my education came
from
university.
I would consider you very intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have a great conversation with somebody and to...
So no preference.
Intelligence
dig in a little bit
better.
Deeper.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, no preference. No preference.
Oh, okay, fine. What languages does she speak? So this could be interesting, huh?
Well, English would be the first
English
choice.
Is going to be number one.
Because I want to be able to understand the whole date process. Everything. We have to keep it that way.
Okay.
Even if he was open to.
You can put Japanese on there.
Can I put Japanese on there?
Japanese is fine. Yes. Okay. You know, I had a Chinese girlfriend once. She didn't speak English.
She spoke English.
But she spoke Japanese.
Wow, that's
So we spoke. We spoke Japanese.
I'm already confused.
I am too.
Yeah.
All right, save choices.
How do you say I'm horny in Japanese?
Keep going.
It's a good question.
I think he just used hand gestures.
Okay, here we go. What's her ethnicity?
ethnicity.
Asian, black, African descent, Indian, Latino, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, Native American, Pacific Islander, white, Caucasian, other.
Pick your top three. What's other? Oh, okay, whatever. Pick your top three.
Other.
I think you should be open to anything that he doesn't. Just doesn't.
Yeah, I'm pretty open as far as that's concerned.
No, he's just, I know him very well with this. He's very open.
Sweet. I'm very international.
And I think, let's keep it as wide open as we can. We want to get as many leads
31
as possible.
Flavors, baby.
So they're all good.
No problem. All good, all good.
Yeah.
All tasty. what are her religious beliefs?
That's a tricky one.
Does it have preferences on there? Because I know, is she like a Bible thumper or is she someone who's just a believer? There's a big difference.
It doesn't go into that. Specific.
This is probably one of the most difficult questions, you know, because if you don't agree.
Yeah, it's kind of a deal breaker if you have strong opinions.
But you know what, though? I think closing off something could potentially someone not get connected to you just because they say they're a believer. And maybe you're not a believer, but she's also not somebody who's going to be like trying to convert you your whole relationship.
Well, I'll say this. The really hardcore religious people typically go on the religious dating sites.
Yeah, that's probably
like ChristianMingle.com right. Or whatever.
So I think you should be open because
FarmersOnly.com.
Yeah, open, except for Satan worshipers.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Right. Yeah.
But the sex would be crazy awesome, though.
This is true. We talked about this before.
Yeah,
and you would have any more blood.
She'd be like, take the. Put the pitchfork up your booty.
Suck all the blood out of you.
Next question.
So that's no preference. Got it.
Right.
Oh. Okay. Boop. I wish I had like music in between each click here.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Bing, boo. What's her relationship status?
What's her
married?
Yeah. No,
we're trying to home wreck somebody. Right, I know. Now.
Yeah.
Well, not. No. Here, okay. Here's your options. You have never married, widower, currently separated or divorced.
I think you should be open to everything.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty open on that.
Okay,
but yeah, not married.
Rad.
We prefer the widowers.
Yeah.
Took advantage of that. Ooh. Crying on her shoulder. Well,
they usually have money too. Sometimes left to them.
Yeah, that's definitely up there at the top.
They're ready.
We prefer those.
Unless she has
Doug
several.
To come in and
unless she's widowed several husbands and
yeah, that's always
that's true. She's like, yeah, it's my third husband that's died.
It's so weird.
Okay.
Dear God, yeah. Red flag.
Again, sex would probably be good.
But then get the hell out quickly. Does she have kids? Is the next question.
Since I have a child, mm-hmm. I am certainly more open to that than I was a long time ago.
Okay.
So,
open. So let's open just say no preference.
No preference.
No preference. No preference. Okay.
I'm starting to like this. That's pretty easy, man.
I'm really easy, actually. Now, once we start the, you know, the process of going through these girls,
then you meet him.
Then things get a little bit more.
He's not
intense.
A whore. Let's be. He's not a slut.
He's got.
Some
but I like this. I think we should be pretty open minded because I think we're all pretty open minded guys. I think we should be open minded to. You never know. You know.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so we'll cast a big net out there and see what
great analogy. Great analogy.
Or pollen.
Pollen.
Cast a bunch of pollen out there. You know
sure.
Because I mean? Right. We're trying to get flowers. Is that what?
Is that
your
flowers?
Is that your logic there?
Pollen is actually tree cum, if you think about
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why it's
the air cum.
Trust me, I got
everybody's
it.
Everybody's breathing it.
So you're going to be spraying a wide amount of
a shotgun of
semen.
Options. What? To rain down on everybody.
Okay.
Does she want kids?
That's a good question.
An interesting question.
This one's a tricky one.
I mean, definitely want to practice making kids, but I don't know about the having. Right.
Yeah, having more kids. You know, I love kids. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
that's great.
But when they're little babies and they're crying, they're keeping you up at night.
Let's be honest.
Let me give you a high five right now.
Yeah, let's be honest. Babies are assholes. Let's be real.
Yeah.
They're jerks.
Whoa.
They're jerks. They really don't take your feelings into consideration.
No, I just want to put out there, I love babies. Yes.
Yeah.
He has several that he doesn't know about.
Yeah, well, if you've actually raised one yourself.
Here's something we should take into consideration,
Doug. It's tough.
Very good chance, okay? So, and this is, if things don't work out with my girl and I tell her this is what I'm going to go find anyways. I'm going to go find a little 23-year-old that will have my child and take care of it. So there's a chance you could find that same thing too. That's not a bad situation to be in because you're a very self-motivated, driven guy. Mind Pump is very successful. Pretty soon here, you're going to be retired and well off. And then you're going to be able to find maybe some 27-year-old who might want to have a child with you and take care of it.
Now, here's the problem with that.
Okay, tell me.
The baby comes. I fall in love, and now I'm fully committed.
Oh, that is a problem.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to do a half-ass.
Okay, right? So let's do this then. Let's stay open still, but then we're going to have
to... No, because that could be a deal-breaker for a woman, dude.
Let's say no.
No, because we could always drop the hammer later. What if she's fucking hot, bro?
Because she's going to say to you, you know I want kids.
I'm getting a vasectomy because of kids. Yeah. That's where I'm coming from, okay? So, Doug, what's your final answer?
Your final answer.
Yeah, my final answer is no kids.
No.
Yeah. There we go.
So they have. It's okay if they have kids, but they don't want to have. Right.
Okay. Okay. It says no, but it's okay if my partner has kids. I'm going to
correct
that. Okay. There we
correct.
Go. Cool. They thought. Mm-hmm. They thought of everything.
They did.
They've
done this for a while.
Here we go.
10 years at least.
Here we go. What is her salary range? We're just going to go ahead and say a million more.
Yeah,
that's probably a good idea.
Kind of up high.
Yeah, I think. Well, now that we're not letting her have kids, I think she needs. She better be fucking making some money.
No,
I think you know probably what
it doesn't matter.
Does it? I don't think it should matter.
No, it shouldn't matter.
It can't matter. We already said she's not educated, so we got to make sure that she's she's open to not having a lot of money too. Yeah.
Well, we're not either.
I mean, if she's working at McDonald's, that might be a problem. But...
Free Happy Meals.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
hadn't thought about it.
And you never know because one of my clients started working at McDonald's and now she owns 9 of them. So you never know too. So
well, that's true.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Actually,
yeah.
Sure. So that doesn't.
That's America right there.
Absolutely.
America.
I'm going to say no preference just because I think...
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I think we're going to be fine with that. Does she drink?
Well...
She'd better, otherwise she's weird.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, no, drinking's not a problem. It's excessive drinking.
Right, well, I think...
That's where you get into the
problem. Does it have that option?
Yeah.
No, I think this means basically if you're against drinking,
You know, I so rarely drink, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It says never social drinking regularly or moderately.
Oh, social. Social, right?
Social, yeah.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, social drinking.
Oh, this is cool. I didn't know you get into that. Did they get into hard drugs, too?
Yeah. Does she like ecstasy? Yeah. Does she like crack cocaine?
Yeah, there was one for heroin on here, yeah. But I figured that was a little
socially.
Dark.
Put socially.
That's a little dark for you.
Heroin socially.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that more than once a week.
Yeah. Does she smoke?
No.
What are they talking about?
Cigarettes. No.
Is marijuana an option?
That doesn't. No, marijuana.
I don't count that as smoking. Yeah.
Right.
Cigarettes.
I call that balance.
Balance. I'm gonna go ahead and say no way on that one.
What's marijuana? All right, next. What's next?
All right, keep going. Oh, what's her hair color?
We've already answered that.
Her curtains.
Why is it doing that?
Now we're down to her. Now we're down to her curtains.
Are they talking about the pubicles?
I don't think they're actually asking.
No. We're talking about you right now. That's my hair color.
Yeah. Dark brown.
Dark brown.
Pubes.
Yeah, what color are your pubes?
They are detailed in this.
Salt and pepper.
In your vein showing.
My veins.
This is getting awkward.
How big is your wang?
Okay, so we have black, blonde, dark blonde, light brown, dark brown.
Dark brown.
Here we go. Okay, cool. What's your eye color?
Blue.
Crystal blue.
He's got very deep eyes when you stare into them.
Very inviting. Inviting blue.
Yeah.
I found it.
Up close, if you're making out with them, they look really blue.
Yeah. I get lost in them all the time. How tall are you?
5'8".
We should round up to 9.
There it is.
Yeah. Is that barefoot or was she?
Yeah, exactly. Is that barefoot?
That's barefoot.
Yeah, 5'9".
Five nine.
Duh.
No one's going to make you take your shoes off to measure.
Absolutely.
Everybody measures.
You get the 1-inch bump.
Okay, the 1-inch bump. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, 5'9". Yeah.
Same thing goes for the cock thing. You add an inch.
So it's 1.5.
Because you can always pull out a little bit more if you really tried.
Maybe.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
We've all tried.
There's some in there.
Yeah,
there is.
Okay, what's your body type? We're gonna say above average, sexy.
Way above average, bro. He's fucking cock diesel.
Stocky.
No,
I don't see pudgy on here, Doug.
No pudgy. Don't see it.
Not needed.
Not for me anyway.
Guess who has the power right now?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Guess who has it?
Is there athletic?
Heavy set.
Yeah.
A few extra pounds. Yeah, don't worry. I'm not going to fuck you over here.
What are they?
It's athletic and toned.
That's him.
Oh, that's me.
Is there bodybuilder-ish?
I can't even... You know what's funny?
Toned?
They use the word toned in here.
Assholes.
Yeah, is there a bodybuilder-ish
I have a problem
one,
with this.
Bodybuilder. Slender. No, it's just slender, above average, athletic and toned, and then it gets all crazy.
So if I did this thing, I had to pick myself as athletic and toned?
Yeah.
As good as it gets?
There's nothing...
You're definitely heavy set because you're
no Adonis.
Yeah.
There's no Greek goddess or rib.
No, it just says
super.
It just says Adam. It's like
a
athletic
few
tone,
extra pounds
overweight
of,
Adam.
Oh, I'll yeah, pick, chiseled pick meat.
I look like Adam.
Is what I would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look like a toned. I look like a cartoon with veiny cats.
What's your relationship status?
I am single. I've never been married.
Okay. So
extra points for that.
Yep.
It doesn't even have that option. No. Okay. Oh, I guess never married. Okay, that is, there you go. Do you have kids? So, yes.
Yes.
One
kid.
That we know of.
And they sometimes live at home, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If so, how many? One, blah, blah, blah.
You got to pee that bad?
Yeah. Want more kids? No answer.
This doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon.
No, we're going to be on here for a while.
All right. Adam's out.
I'm going to run through these real fast, like lightning round.
Yeah, let's do this.
Here we go.
Because the big mouth's gone.
What are your religious beliefs? You want no answer, or do you want...
Let's put no answer.
Yeah,
no answer.
That's a good call. Political views, same thing?
Political view, yeah.
Or do we want to get specific?
I'd rather not get specific at this stage of the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not highly
hardcore libertarian. Okay, yeah. I gotcha. Keep going. He's an activist. Actually,
yeah. Protest.
What, yeah.
He's a
daily.
What's your education level?
Bachelor's
degree.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
He's got a master's in BS.
Yeah, master. He's a master BSer. What? Where'd you grow up? City, state?
Let's just put Seattle, Washington.
Cool.
When did you come to the Bay Area, Doug?
I first came here in, was it 2003, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cool. What's your occupation other than being the awesome producer?
Yeah, mind? Producer.
Self-employed, right?
I'm self-employed.
Yeah. Yep. Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Where is that? You get really detailed questions. I know. It's, well, we're lucky we're not on that other one.
eHarmony. It's like 5,000 like questions.
Oh, really?
Quadzillion. Yeah.
I did not do eHarmony.
You know what's funny? I did it.
Oh, did
a long time ago.
Did
when
you
I
really?
Got out of college, yeah, like just first did came out. These? How did I do one of these too? Yeah, bro. I did one and I went on a date with this girl and she's a really nice girl. Everything was cool, but like this is the time I was like trying to date Courtney and like we were like flirting back and forth all the time. She was with some other guy and I was on a date with this girl that I met on eHarmony and like Courtney was texting me, hey, I'm at Las Gatas Bar and Grill, you know, what's up? And so I totally just ditched this girl and like went over there.
Oh, wow.
You're a bad person.
No, I didn't ditch her. That's
horrible. All right. You met your wife.
No, I hugged her. I'm like, hey, something came up. I got to go. And
someone better showed up.
Yeah, I had a better option. I'm sorry.
Wouldn't it be great, bro, if everybody in life was like that real and candid?
Yeah.
It just kept shit real like that. Like, hey, there's somebody much better looking that I'm actually going to go see right now, and I'm going to take off with it. Totally great meeting you. I thought you were a great person with that. Hopefully you find somebody else.
She was really nice.
Our date was super boring, and I was basically looking at my watch the whole time. So
You're totally not my type. I think you got great hair and everything like that. You're kind of that pear shape. I'm not really into that, but I know there's a lot of guys that are.
You look a lot fatter.
I got the perfect guy for you, actually, now that I think of it.
You look a lot fatter in person, so.
What? Oh. What's your salary range? Oh, we don't have to. We'll just say $1 million, and then.
We could put it on there, but let's not air that.
No answer.
We know what it is. Okay. We just gave him a raise. Remember?
Yeah, you're right.
Tripled it. Yeah. Quadrupled it.
No, you wanted to quadruple it.
No.
I said let's double it.
He's been doing something,
and he's like,
I found the perfect one. It says killing it.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, killing it. Yeah.
Oh. For sure.
Excellent.
For sure.
And do you smoke? No.
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 Crackhead? No.
How often do you drink? Let's say socially. Yes.
Like maybe once a month.
Like never.
Okay, so these are not all him.
Yeah.
So let's fill these out quick. Let's just get through all
these. Yeah. How often do you exercise? Fucking forever.
I have them almost every day.
Five or more. Thank you. What types of sports and exercise do you like?
I'm a big tennis fan and player, but I haven't played much lately.
Ooh, tennis.
That's a cool.
Yeah, he was a badass at tennis.
There it is.
For a while.
That'll be a good one, bro.
I'm going to say that and weights and machines because
it's a good little date. Right there.
It has machines on there.
Yeah.
Machines.
Who the fuck made
meet
this?
Meet you on the Smith machine.
Hey, yeah.
Is it the tone one?
Yeah. I don't lift weights.
Let's do some leg curls.
I'm big into machines.
Yeah. That's, I only do machines.
That's why they only
have
athletic.
Well, wouldn't you want to see her do some leg curls?
I mean,
that's kind of a good thing.
That's why there's only athletic and tone here because you'll use machines.
Yeah, all good girl, bad girl.
You can only get athletic and tone by doing machines. You can't get cock diesel.
This is true. That's why there's toned on there. Right. Absolutely. Okay. We're good on that. Boom, boom, boom. Keep going. Ding, 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 ding. What languages do you speak? English? We know that.
English.
What's your
Japanese.
Ethnicity? Your ethnicity?
Is Caucasian.
Emphasis on cock.
I was just going to say that.
He's total cock.
Good job.
Air bump.
Yep.
Boom. Keep going. What are some of your favorite local hotspots?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The Boys Club, you said?
I don't hang out at hotspots.
He works.
The discoteca?
He works. Yeah,
my hotspot is my office. How about that?
Yeah. Ooh. Really? No, we don't want to make you sound like a workaholic.
But I am.
Let's come up with something good. Like,
I think it works.
The gym.
Yeah,
the gym.
There you go. That's good. I mean, let's be real.
God, Sal's on. Considering he's sick.
He's on fire right now.
Yeah, considering he's sick, he's actually doing all right.
Do you have you have that little dog that we loved and was our mascot for a little
right,
bit.
Right, Bella. Yeah.
Bella.
She's a 5-pound Maltese. Yeah.
She's adorable.
Girls love Maltese, too.
She's adorable.
The cutest.
She's my favorite bitch.
Yep.
She's a total bitch, and she's great.
Yep.
Are there pets you like but don't own?
I'm pretty much a dog guy.
You like iguanas, I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm not all that fond of them.
Okay.
So, you know what we could do too? We could have him start filling out the rest since it's all his stuff now.
Yeah.
And then we could just talk about him.
I'm okay with that because this is getting kind of tedious on my end.
All right.
Here you go, Doug. You're going to fill that out. We're going to continue talking about you like we normally would.
Yeah.
So, guys, so what would the next step be then with this? What do you guys think? So, we fill this out. He gets a bunch of applications. Then we screen them with him.
I think
for him.
Well, we definitely need to be a part of like every step of the process.
Oh yeah, yeah. I want to. You know, when we start getting leads.
Okay.
I'd like to pop it up here and actually go through and look and we'll just keep like we won't say.
See, this would have been so much better if we did Tinder. Because then we could have swiped.
Yeah, but
our
he's
way
meeting
through
a girlfriend.
Yeah. With Tinder, you're just gonna get.
But then we could have just been like swipe.
Yeah, that's just a hookup.
Well, we still can on this because it pulls them up and you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty similar actually to Tinder. It's just more details.
So here's what I was thinking too.
All right.
One of his like maybe okay. So let's say he meets up with a girl probably for coffee. That's what everybody does first time. So I've heard. Mm. Second or third date, maybe third or fourth, we should all go out.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you think?
With him?
Yeah, with our girls.
Oh, look at on the first date?
No, not the first, like the third or fourth.
Oh, you're getting that far.
We got to think of that.
Well, I mean, at that point,
I think, I don't know. I think we need to go through at least 10 before we make like a second date. How many dates are we going to put them on before we say, hey, she's the one?
I know. Right now, we're speculating a lot of things that we don't know. What if nobody likes Doug?
You asshole.
He said it all.
How could you not?
He said it all sad.
What if we come back here next week?
Social experiments go wrong.
And we have no matches.
And we refresh it. No matches. What does this make sense? We're open to everything.
You know what though? Listen,
nobody fits your profile.
You put our closing skills together. Come on now.
Oh, it's
really
bad news.
Really, you think he's not going to find anybody?
No. I think
we are. Gonna
I think he's going to have plenty on there. But I
think it's going to be a flood.
I think it'll be fun just filtering.
It's
out.
It's going to be a punani tsunami.
I think it's going to be fun tsunami. Just filtering out which one he's going to go on a date with. He can go on the date like a grown up by himself, and then when he gets back, we can interview him and ask him how it went.
Okay.
You know, and just find out the details. And if he's gonna do a second date, or he wants to move on to the next one. And if he wants to go on a second date with him, like once again, he's a grown up, we'll let him do that on his own and continue to pursue the relationship. We don't want to come in and butt in on something that actually could be going well.
Right.
I know.
But if he's like not really feeling it, we'll help him choose the next one.
Right. I like this.
All leads to the Mind Pump wedding, dude.
Wow.
That's the show.
Wow.
Wow. Sorry, Doug.
All right,
I'm just joking.
So then what we should do, a weekly episode on this, and where we bring it up and we talk to him about it. It could be 15, 20-minute, 30-minute episode.
I agree.
Take it from there.
I agree.
Yeah. All right.
Till next week, right?
Till next week.
Send your pics.
That's right.
Ladies.
Send your pics. Don't send no dicks.
That's
right.
No dicks, please.
Tatas only.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.